The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line this morning, Chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party, Drew McKissick. How are you, sir? Did you have a great Thanksgiving?
Had a great one, man. A lot of friends and family around, just as it should be. I hope you did as well.
Well, we, my family, for the past two Christmases, we've had to cancel Christmas because of COVID. This year, right, one of my nephews had the flu, and it quickly spread among other family members. Fortunately, Peg and I did not make it down there, so we had to cancel Thanksgiving because of the flu. So,
first COVID, now the flu. Oh my
yes,
goodness.
Yes, but we had a great time watching football, and we still ate a lot and had a great time, but it just wasn't what we had planned then. What an exciting football weekend, huh?
I'm a Carolina fan, been a long-suffering one for a long time, and, I can't say that I was not happy this weekend. Don't want to upset any Clemson fans in the audience, but I was happy camper. Yes, sir.
Well, see, I can't win either way with this because I, too, am a Carolina fan, but my wife is diehard Clemson. She grew up in Clemson.
Oh, my.
All of my nieces and nephews went to Clemson, so I'm the only Carolina Gamecock in the family. So I can't get too excited. It's like they really gloat when they beat us. And, of course, they've been doing a lot of gloating over the past seven years, I guess it's been. But when we win, I'm supposed to be quiet about it.
There's a star for you in heaven somewhere, brother.
There you go. There you go. All right, so we're on the countdown in Georgia. I'm going to be doing the morning answer. We're going to be broadcasting from Currahee Station in Toccoa, Georgia, next Monday. Okay. Sorry, you're not going to be able to be with us. I understand you're going to be out of the area, but we're excited to be in Toccoa. We got a great lineup. I'm going to have a lot of guests, and just our effort to try to get people's interest and turn out the vote.
Well, and that's what we need. It comes down to, all hands on deck, as it were. We've got still one election yet to go, and this is going to determine a Senate seat. And every single Senate seat matters, whether it matters for a majority in this cycle, or whether or not it might be critical to have a majority 2 years from now. We don't know. We don't know what the future holds, but we know every victory is important. Losing is not an option. Losers don't make policy. That means we need help. We need volunteers. If you want to get involved and be a part of what's going on in Georgia right now, help us win that Senate seat there. You can go to SCGOP.com/Georgia runoff, SCGOP.com/Georgia runoff, and you can volunteer. And there's a list of things that you can do. You can even be a poll watcher if you'd like. You don't even have to be a Georgia resident to be a poll watcher. You just need permission from the party there. We can arrange that. If you want to knock doors for a day or for more than a day, check that box. We will connect you with the people there who are running that program. Probably more importantly, though, is you can make phone calls from the comfort of your home right here in South Carolina. Check the box. Let us know you want to make phone calls. We'll plug you up with the campaign, with the app that they're using, so that you're only calling targeted voters, making sure that we get our voters out so we're not wasting anybody's time. And you can even send text messages as well. Again, hitting targeted voters with text messages. But the bottom line is turnout. That was a big reason why we lost that Senate seat to begin with 2 years ago is the drop off in turnout from the presidential election for Republicans anyway, versus the runoff. If we get our base out, we get our crowd out, we can win this seat, and we need your help.
Yes, and you're right. It's so important. And I know there's a lot of people from South Carolina doing various things. I know there's groups who are actually headed down there this week and this mm-hmm. weekend to knock on doors, yep. as you mentioned. So there's so many things that we can do. And you didn't mention it, but I will. You can also donate because it takes money to do all this. And so you can also make a donation if you, give generously because we need to win this seat.
Absolutely. Again, as I point out, I mean, this will keep us at a 50-50 split in the United States Senate if we hold this seat, which, again, means Democrats have to worry about Joe Manchin from day to day, and he's up for re-election in 2 years. Who knows? A man might decide to switch parties. You never know. But in the meantime, again, what we do know is we don't know what the future holds. And if we hold this seat, it makes it more likely that we will have a Senate majority 2 years from now. Every seat is important, whether it's in this cycle or the next cycle. We just have to win.
Yep. Well, very important race, and we're down to the wire now. And again, I'm looking so forward to being in Toccoa next Monday to do our broadcast from there, and just trying to – because you're right – it's so easy to kind of get caught up in your day-to-day life, and you think, well, my That's vote's right. not going to count. But it does. We look at some of the races we saw a couple of weeks ago, and literally, the difference in just a few hundred votes. And so your vote does count, and you got to go back, and you got to pull the lever.
And with turnout being so important, again, that's what brings us back to bodies and needing manpower. I mean, that's where you win these races. These close races like this, you can run all the TV ads in the world from here to doomsday. You're not going to switch enough minds, most likely, to make a difference. It comes down to muscling out the vote, turning the vote. And that's why we need help from volunteers. So SCGOP.com/Georgia Runoff. Go there today. Help us keep this Senate seat.
All right. It's going to be interesting to watch, and hopefully come next Tuesday of next week, we're going to be celebrating this big win in Georgia.
Yes, sir.
Drew McKissick, it's always a pleasure. Appreciate what you do. And now I do understand you're going to be out of town, so I don't guess we'll be talking next week. Is that right? Or
I'll be out for at least a week, but then back in the saddle the following okay. Monday. So I'll right. catch you then.
We'll catch up then.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you too.
Have a safe trip. Drew McKissick, chairman of the South Carolina Republican Party.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.